بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية.
حسين حسين King of Martyrs. حسين حسين has been slaughtered. حسين حسين true believer. Hussain, Hussain, for his people.
لبيك يا حسين.
لبيك يا حسين.
لبيك يا حسين.
We all grew up with love of Hussain. We all grew up with love of Hussain. We pray to live a life like Hussain. We pray to live a life like Hussain.
Thanks for love of Hussain. Thanks for love of Hussain. Thanks for love of Hussain. Thanks for love of Hussain.
Children at home, recite with us.
Thanks for love of Hussain.
Thanks for love of Hussain. Thanks for love of Hussain. Thanks for love of Hussain. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام على الحسين
وعلى علي بن الحسين
وعلى أولاد الحسين
وعلى أصحاب الحسين. السلام عليكم our friends. May Allah bless you
and your family
and your community. السلام عليكم الجزارة. How are you?
Good, Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Were you able to watch the majalis last night for Imam Hussain?
Yes.
Alhamdulillah, it's a blessing to watch and be part of the Majlis of Imam Hussain. So, welcome to our third episode of Rise With Us, a program sponsored by Al Kisa Foundation, Rise Academy, Sabah Center, in partnership with Children Ahl Bayt TV. A special salam to the viewers of Children Ahl Bayt TV at home. Inshallah. If this is the first episode that you're watching, every night until the 10th of Muharram, we'll be a guest at your house with this program. Our program has different segments, different sections. We have a children majalis led by Maulana Sayyid Abbas Arwahidi, and animations and clips made by Children Ahl Bayt TV. And we have special reports. If you remember, yesterday we had a special report, an interview of Brother Muhammad Hussain Puyanfar, a famous Nohe Khan of Ahlul Bayt. And inshallah today we'll watch the second part of that interview. Elia Zahra, did you know there were a lot of children and women that came to Karbala with Imam Hussain?
Yes.
And that tells me that Imam Hussain didn't come to Karbala to fight. He was going to the city of Kufa because the people of Kufa invited him. That's why he took his family. That's why he took his children. Now, can you tell me the name of some of these children?
Hazrat Sakina.
Hazrat Sakina.
Hazrat Abbas.
Children.
I meant Hazrat Ali Asghar.
Hazrat Ali Asghar, Hazrat Ruqayya. Even our fifth Imam was a child. Who's our fifth Imam?
Imam Baqir.
Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam. So, and some of these children were actually martyred in Karbala. We would like to say salam to all the children in Karbala. May Allah grant us the tawfiq to do ziyarat of Ahlul Bayt in Karbala.
Here I lie, Ya Mawlai, run to me before I die. Here I lie, Ya Mawlai, run to me before I die. Oh my uncle, there's my blood, let me see you one last time. As I'm leaving, going further, I'm seeing your murder. As I'm leaving, going further, I'm seeing your murder. I'm a martyr sliced for you, to be sacrificed for you. I'm a martyr sliced for you, to be sacrificed for you. There will be pains for you when no one remains for you, when no one remains for you.
Peace be upon the martyrs of Karbala. So if you remember, yesterday we watched an animation that was made by the team of Brother Muhammad Hussein Pouyan Fahd. Would you like to know how they made this clip? A lot of people work behind the scenes to make programs like this available. Even our own program, there's so many people working behind the scenes, even some people in another country to make reports so we can have a good program for you. Why don't we watch a clip that shows how they made the clip using different computer software.
So this morning, when I checked my email, I saw some emails coming from your parents, and they were amazing. You know, yesterday, Brother Pouyan Fahd, the Nohe Khan that we interviewed, recommended that children like you upload their Nohe and Matam to YouTube. Yesterday, one of you actually did that after the interview of Brother Pouyan Fahd, and your parent sent us the files and the link to YouTube. And I had another email from one of the children at home making videos describing the event of Karbala in their backyard. And another email about another friend at home who made a speech about Imam Hussein. And we will be showing these in the upcoming days. And that is beautiful. May Allah bless you and your family. You know, this is the first time we're making a program like this. So some of our friends at home may be 5 years old. And then some of our friends who are watching right now may be 12 years old. So some of the programs or segments that we have are aimed for the younger children. And some of them are aimed for the older children, like the interview with Brother Pouyan Fahd. And inshallah, maybe in the future, we try to have two separate programs for the older friends and the younger friends. But I know it makes it a little bit challenging this time because, you know, maybe some of the segments, you know, are aimed for the younger ones. So the older friends have to be a little bit patient, like the segment that we're about to see. So if you are following the activities in the Muharram project booklet, by the way, let me say this. So many brothers and sisters spent so much time to make this possible. Some of them helped in editing and creating the graphics. Some of them wrote the speeches. Some of them came up with the activities. Some of them wrote the motams. Some of them did, like, you know, the technical work behind the scene, the website. So many brothers and sisters work very hard to make this possible for you. And I want to thank all of them. So next we're going to see Sister Fatima Hussein from Kissa Kids. May Allah bless her. She is going to demonstrate tonight's activity that is about butterflies. And after that, inshallah, we'll watch the second part of the interview for Brother Puyan Far. May Allah bless you. May Allah bless your family. And we look forward to receiving emails and work from you so we can show in our upcoming episodes.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu ala al-Husayn wa ala Ali ibn al-Husayn wa ala awlad al-Husayn wa ala ashab al-Husayn. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us here today. And thank you, Dr. Nu, for that beautiful introduction of a butterfly and the cycle of a butterfly. Today, I would like to walk you through a project from the Kissa Kids Muharram project booklet. You can download the booklet online at www.kissakids.org. The address is on the screen below. Or if you'd like to purchase a hard copy, you can purchase it from Amazon. And the link to purchase it is in the description below also. So today's project, like Dr. Nu so beautifully explained, has to do with a butterfly. Now, why a butterfly? As we learned, the children of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, especially Sayyida Sakina, they were like butterflies. They knew that their goal is not to be in this world. They knew that their goal is much greater. Their goal is to get to Jannah, inshallah. And that just like a caterpillar prepares for its goal of becoming a butterfly, our goal, but we need to prepare for our goal by making the best choices in this world, by listening to our parents, by doing good deeds, by doing what Allah has asked us to do. So today we are going to make a butterfly, and inshallah you can keep this butterfly in your room and it can be a reminder of how you should also be making good choices and how we can be like the children of Imam Hussein, especially Sayyida Sakina, and we can keep our goal in mind, inshallah. So in order to make this beautiful project, this butterfly, you are going to need a few things. Firstly, you're going to need the butterfly template. And this can be found in the Kissa Kids project booklet that I mentioned earlier. Secondly, you're going to need something to color with. You can use color pencils, crayons, markers, whatever you like. Third, you're going to need some scissors. And lastly, you're going to need some glue or some tape to put it all together. Okay? So remember, whenever we begin anything, we always begin with Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Can you all say it with me? Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. We begin with the name of Allah, the All-Kind, the All-Merciful. Okay, so here we go. The first thing that we need to do is you need to color your butterfly and the pictures below, and you can color these in any way that you'd like. So as you can see, I colored mine pink and purple, and then I also colored all of the other pictures that are below. So you're going to take your markers, your color pencils, your crayons, whatever you're using, and you're going to color it nice and beautifully. All right? And then once you've colored it, you're going to cut in a few places. So firstly, you're going to cut along the dotted lines. So if you have all your supplies, you can follow along with me. We're going to take our scissors, and I'm cutting, as you can see, along the dotted lines. And as you cut, it's always good to remember Allah. Because when you remember Allah, Allah helps you. So I always like to say salawat or some surah or some dhikr of Allah, because this helps me remember that I'm doing this project for the sake of Allah. Like all of our actions should be done. Okay, so once you've cut this part out, next you need to cut out the butterfly. And just make sure that you're cutting along the edges. So I'm going to cut all the way across along the edges of the butterfly. So once you've cut out your butterfly, the next step is you see this dotted line in the middle? you want to make sure that you cut along the dotted line so that you cut the butterfly in half. So I'm just going to cut along the dotted line. And by doing that, I now have two halves of my butterfly. So now remember, yours is going to be beautifully colored, not black and white like mine. So now you should have three parts. You have the life cycle and two halves of the butterfly. And we're going to go ahead and we're going to put these together. The way that we're going to do this is we're going to start by folding everything. So let's begin with our life cycle. We're going to fold this in an accordion style. And what that means is that we alternate the way we fold. So I'm going to begin with the eggs and I'm going to fold them over this way. Now this is important because we want to make sure we're folding it the right way. So you're going to fold along the line here. And then for the next one, you're actually going to fold it the other way. So here, I'm folding it backwards. And then lastly, I fold it once more on the dotted line. And when you open this up, you get a little accordion. That means it opens up like this. Okay, now that this is folded, the next step is you'll see on your butterfly, there's a line over here also. So you just want to cut, you just want to fold along this line. So I'm going to go ahead, I'm going to fold on this line. Okay, just like that. And I'm going to do the same thing on the other half. Okay. And then what you need to do is we need to put all of this together. And the way we're going to put it together is by using either glue or tape. I'm going to go and I'm actually going to use tape right now. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to take one edge of this life cycle, and I'm just going to tape it right over here to the butterfly tab. So I'm going to take a little bit of tape. And just very gently, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to tape this on here. Okay, so I have one edge here, and I'm going to do the same thing on the other side. Okay, and then I have it all taped together, and when I fold it up, what I get is I get a beautiful butterfly. And when I open it up, I see the life cycle. I'm actually going to show you the version that I made earlier, right? My colored version. And maybe yours looks something like this. Either way, we would love to see your beautiful butterfly. So you can send us a picture of your project to risewithus@kissakids.org. And the email address is on the screen as well, so you can see. So go ahead and send us a picture of your project along with your name, your age, and where you're from. And inshallah, we would love to feature it in another episode of Rise With Us. Thank you for joining us here today. Inshallah, this butterfly can always be a reminder for you and me about how we can remember our goal to get to Jannah and how we can be patient and kind and generous, just like the children of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And in doing so, inshallah, we will be successful. So now I would like to go ahead and turn to Sayyid Abu Dhar Wahidi, who will be delivering us a beautiful majlis so that we can learn more about how we can become the successful companions of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, just like his children. Thank you for joining us.
سليمان جان از طرف مرسلان به تو از دور سلام به حسین از طرف وصله ناجور سلام به تو از دور سلام به سليمان جان از طرف مرسلان به تو از دور سلام به حسین از طرف وصله ناجور سلام به تو دل بسته شده به شبای جمعه
کربلا وابسته شدم، به تو دل بسته شدم، به خدا من از همه به غیر تو خسته شدم، به تو دل بسته شدم، به شبای جمعه کربلا وابسته شدم، به تو دل بسته شدم، به خدا من از همه به غیر تو خسته شدم. حسین آقا همه میرن تو میمونی با، حسین آقا همه میرن تو میمونی با.
یه مطلبی رو عرض میکنم، اینکه اصلا این مرزها و زبانها و همه اینها رو کنار بذاریم.
There is something that I've been doing for many years, and I recommend that you also do it. You know, we don't have a hidden imam. We have an imam who is alive. We have an imam who is here, and we cannot see him because of our own actions, not because of him, because of ourselves. But he can see us. He can hear us. In the letter that the imam wrote to Sheikh Mufid rahmatullah alayhi, he writes, I am aware of your actions. I'm aware of your situation. So I recommend to all my dear brothers and sisters, all my little friends, everyone who's watching this program, every day spend 1 minute, just 1 minute, and say salam to this imam who is alive and who can see you and who can hear you. And then tell him, Imam, today I want to do something to help you. I want to be of service to you today. Wherever you are, be a little piece of this great puzzle and try to hasten the return of our imam.
یه پیشنهاد دیگه میکنم، چون مثلا اینم پیشنهاد من به دوستانم است، شاید شما محدودیت داشته باشید.
I have another suggestion from my friends at home. Maybe these days you don't have the opportunity to attend the majalis in person. One of the best treasures of the Maktab of Imam Hussein is the concept of a majlis at home. You don't even need to have access to a Nohe Khan or a Zakir to do that these days. You can choose a day and you say, on this day, we will have a majlis in our home. We will recite Ziyarat Ashura in our home. even the food that your mother is preparing that day, she can prepare the food with the intention of making food for or making tabarruk for the majlis of Imam Hussein that day. Even the chai, yes, you know, in many majalis there is chai. Even the chai of your home on that day can be prepared with the intention of making chai for the majlis of Imam Hussein. We should establish this as a culture, that this specific day of the month, we will have a majlis in our home, even if it's our own family. And you can invite other families as well. This is beautiful. Turn your home into a majlis anywhere you are in the world. Just look at how many majalis we can have in the different corners of the world at the same time. And you can slowly, slowly grow it. You can even invite, you know, once in a while, Nohe Khan or Maddah or Zakir through using the internet. You know, the only difference these days that we have is the time difference. You could use WhatsApp, Telegram, YouTube, Facebook, any social media to make this possible. Many of you living in the West, you're living in the heart of technology, and you can be of a great help to us. I invite all of my friends who want to collaborate, who want to help to produce good quality content together, inshallah. So I invite you, wherever you are, let's work hand in hand. And I'm saying this again, put aside all the differences. Put aside where you come from, you know, the borders, your nationality, and focus on the commonality of being Shia. We have one father, Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salam. We have a mother, Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha. So again, forget about the nationalities and the differences and the borders. Even forget about language differences. Let's work together. Let's collaborate. And remember, we belong to the school of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. As a Shia, we're not tied to any nationality or any specific country. We are all Husseini. We are all Shia. We're all followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam.
Me and my friends love the Noha that you recite is Yani Beto Residen. Can you please recite it for us?
من غلام نوکرات عاشق
کربلات تا آخرش تو همونی که میخوام دلیل گریه هامی تا آخرش با همیشه بیقرارم برای امیره آقای من زندگیم و دست دارم تو این مسیر افتادم ای عشق مادر
زادم. Question for you, my friend at home. Have you ever seen a caterpillar? Yes? What about you, Eliezer? Have you seen a caterpillar?
Yes.
And have you ever seen a caterpillar making a cocoon?
Yes.
And what happens to the caterpillar when it comes out of the cocoon?
It becomes a butterfly.
It turns into a beautiful butterfly. So a question for you. What if a caterpillar says, no, I just want to be a caterpillar. I don't want to be anything else. Will the caterpillar ever turn into a butterfly?
Nope.
Nope. What if the caterpillar says, well, I want to stay inside the cocoon forever. Will the caterpillar ever become a butterfly?
No.
No. So for the caterpillar to become a butterfly, it needs to leave its cocoon. That makes me think of my life, of our lives. You know, we're born into this world as a baby, and then we grow up. And this world is like a cocoon for us, this dunya. And then we have to, inshallah, become a butterfly. Just because, just like the caterpillar has a goal of becoming a butterfly, we have a goal too in this world. So with that introduction, tonight, we want to talk about a little girl who wanted to fly like a butterfly, fly with her father. Yes, I'm talking about the little daughter of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. I would like to invite you to tonight's majlis led by Mawlana Sayyid Abbas al-Wahidi wa salawat ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammadin wa ajjal farajahu.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salam ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina bil qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad. Salawatullah wa salamu alayhi wa ala ahli bayti tayyibin tahirin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brothers and sisters. First of all, I would like to give my condolences to Imam of our time, alayhi salam, and second of all, to all of you for the days of the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein, alayhi salam, and his companions and his family. There is a very beautiful topic that I'm going to talk, inshallah, today, and which is the stages of spiritual growth. Obviously, there are so many ways that we can develop our spirituality. But one of the best ways that can help us in order to develop in our spirituality is calling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make dua. We have, alhamdulillah, we are so blessed to have beautiful du'as like du'a Kumail, du'a Jawshan al-Kabir, du'a Abu Hamza Thumali, and so on and so forth. Alhamdulillah, we have the Sahifa Sajjadiyya, the book of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salatu wasalam. It's full of du'a, 54 amazing du'as. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran, Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 55 and 56, أدعوا ربكم تضرعا وخفية إنه لا يحب المعتدين. Call on your Lord humbly and secretly. Indeed, He does not like the transgressors. In Ayah 56, ولا تفسدوا في الأرض بعد إصلاحها وادعوه خوفا وطمعا إن رحمة الله قريب من المحسنين. And do not make mischief on earth after its improvement, and call him in fear and hope. Surely the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is near the good doers. Now we see two commands in these two ayahs. One, ud'u, call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a very beautiful hadith. It says, "Ad-du'a silahul mu'min," the weapon of a believer, of a faithful person, is du'a. Now, the second command, "Wala tufsidu fil ardi," do not do bad things, do not make mischief. So it means just asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not enough, and just raise our hand and say, "Rabbana." Rabbana, and do this and do this, and we don't put any effort, we don't make any effort. No, we have to act upon whatever we believe, upon the ayat of Quran, upon the teachings of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salatu wassalam, and we have to try our best as the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then at the same time, we beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we ask whatever we need from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam taught us a very beautiful dua, dua of Kumail. Dua of Kumail actually was originally from Prophet Khidr. So Imam Ali has narrated that dua from Prophet Khidr. So, which means this dua actually belongs to all mankind, to every person, no matter what religion you practice. Dua of Kumail, the best ways of talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and making dua. So, one lesson that we learn from Ayah 55 and Ayah 56 from Surah Al-A'raf is when we read dua, we have to read dua, we have to beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with humbleness. We can't order Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can't say, oh, you do this, I'm being a good person, I pray, I fast, I read Quran, now you as your God, you have to do your job, astaghfirullah, and you have to do this. No, we have to do with humbleness. Two, the second etiquette of making dua is to call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala secretly. No riya, no showing off, right? Tadarru'a wa khufya. And three, when we make dua, we cannot be among the transgressors. We can't insist committing sins, in committing sins, and at the same time, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we call upon Him and expect Him to do whatever we basically beg Him to do. Fourth, we should have fear and hope. Both of them are very, very important. And fifth, we should make dua without mischief, without any corruption. So in that way, if we act upon all these five beautiful lessons from these du'as, from these two beautiful ayahs, then the imam of our time will count upon us. When we read the story of Karbala, what we learn from Imam al-Husayn alayhi salatu wasalam, we learn that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salatu wasalam taught all these beautiful etiquettes, the way we should talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to His children. One of His children was Sayyida Ruqayya salamullah alayha. Do you know what happened to Sayyida Ruqayya? After the day of Ashura, the army of Yazid captured Ahlul Bayt alayhi salat wa salam and took them to a very bad place, destroyed and damaged place in Sham. The Ahlul Bayt of the Prophet, the Ahlul Bayt of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salatu wasalam were being held in that place. Sayyida Ruqayya was only 3 years old. And Sayyida Ruqayya was kept calling her father and kept asking her aunt Sayyida Zainab about her father, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salatu wasalam. Finally, the enemies of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salatu wasalam, who were the worst people on earth, said, we have to show her father. So they brought the head of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salatu wasalam to Sayyida Ruqayya. As soon as the Sayyida Ruqayya saw the head of her father, she hugged it and started crying. And she started talking to the head of her father. Oh my father, who made me an orphan while I am so little? Oh my father, who put all this blood, why your face is full of blood? Oh my father. And she was kept talking. And finally, the woman saw Sayyida Ruqayya's head slowly move down. And she stopped talking. They found that Sayyida Ruqayya has gone to Jannah, to her father, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salatu wasalam. As-salamu alayki ya Aba Abdullah. As-salamu ala al-Husayn wa ala Ali ibn al-Husayn wa ala awlad al-Husayn wa ala ashab al-Husayn. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Where were you, Baba?
Where were you, Baba?
Where were you, Baba?
When they attacked the tent, when they burned down the tent,
When they attack the tent, when they burn down the tent, when they stole our jewelry, when they looted the tent, when they stole our jewelry, when they looted the tent. Baba, where were you, Baba? 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 Where were you,
Baba?
Not to Kufa, in the streets of Kufa. Karbala to Kufa, in the streets of Kufa. When they were heading there, when they were hitting the children of Fatima, when they were hitting the children of Fatima, Baba, where were you, Baba? Where were you, Baba?
Where were you, Baba?
Where were you, Baba? Where were you, Baba?
Where were you, Baba?
Went all the from Kufa all the way to the Bazaar Ishan. From Kufa all the way to the Bazaar Ishan. Celebration of all the people of Shan. The celebration of all the people of Shan. Baba, where were you, Baba?
Where were you,
Baba?
Where were you, Baba?
Where were you, Baba? Where were you, Baba? And palates of Yazid, the insults of Yazid, and palates of Yazid, the insults of Yazid. Hang your head, my order of Yazid. When they brought me your head, my order of Yazid. Baba, where were you, Baba? Where were you, Baba?
Where were you, Baba?
Where were you, Baba? Where were you, Baba?
As-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salamu alayka ya Habibullah. As-salamu alayka ya Amir al-Mu'minin. As-salamu alayka ya Sayyidin Wasi. As-salamu alayki ya Fatimatu Zahra. Sayyidatil Sali'alameen. السلام عليك يا حسين مجتبى السلام عليك يا عبا عبد الله السلام على الحسين وعلى علي ابن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين السلام عليك يا علي ابن موسى رضا ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام عليك يا صاحب الزمان ورحمة الله وبركاته
Once upon a time, there's an incredible young girl whose patience and intelligence was far greater than her years. She was the beloved 8-year-old daughter of Imam Hussein named Fatima Sugra. It is believed that she was too ill to travel with her father to the legendary plains of Karbala. Hence, she was left behind in the care of her aunts as Imam Hussein embarked on his tragic journey. Her story of separation from her father is the starting of the tragedy of Karbala. Bibi Fatima Sugra's pain was the beginning to much more suffering and grief that awaited the noble family of Imam Hussein. When the family came to know of the divine journey of the Imam, Hazrat Abbas, Hazrat Ali Akbar, Hazrat Qasim, and all the young men got busy with preparations. Bibi Fatima Sugra watched. She was lying in bed, too ill to get up. No one was saying anything about her going. She decided to wait till she could speak to her father. She lay on her bed, praying that her father would agree to take her. Ya Allah, do not separate me from my father. How can I live alone without my baby brother Asghar? Ever since he was born, I have spent all my time playing with him. He now smiles when he sees me. He can recognize my face. Soon he will start to talk. I want to be able to hear him call my name. Oh Allah, let my father agree to take me with him. I do not want to be left alone in Medina. Just as she was uttering this prayer, she heard her father's footsteps. She quickly wiped away the tears from her eyes and propped herself into a sitting position, put on a brave smile to convince her father that she was well enough to travel. Imam Hussein sat on the bed, put his hand on Sugra's head and said, "When you were born, my dear, I named you after my mother, Fatima Zahra. You know that your grandmother was also known as Sabira, which means the patient one. I want you also to be a Sabira and agree to stay in Medina with Ummu Benin and Salma. Will you do that?" What could Sugra say? She nodded her head, fighting back her tears. Imam kissed her and left the room. Whenever the children of the Ahlul Bayt were troubled by anything, they took their problems to Hazrat Abbas. Sugra thought of her dear uncle, smiled hopefully, and sent for Abbas. Surely he would find a way to solve her problem. Hazrat Abbas came in, accompanied by her older brother, Ali Akbar. Sugra looked at them and said, "I know how much you two love me. How can you leave me and go away? If I die, who will bury me?" They explained that she was too ill to travel and promised her that they would come and get her as soon as they settled somewhere. Fatima Sugra said, "I will accept that I do not wish to disobey my father. I will be brave and stay here." She looked lovingly at her brother and added, "Ali Akbar, promise me one thing though. When you get married and return to Medina, and if you find me gone, promise me that you and your bride will visit my grave and recite Fatiha." Akbar and Abbas could not control their tears as they said goodbye. At dawn, the caravan departed. Supported by Salma on one side and Benin on the other, Sugra waved goodbye. It was difficult to part with Ali Akbar, and both Imam Hussein and Bibi Rabab had to hold and consult Sugra as she kissed her little brother goodbye. Until the caravan turned the corner, Imam kept looking back. He would bravely smile and wave to his daughter. Ali Akbar could not even do this because he was unable to control his tears. As soon as they were out of sight, Imam Hussein stopped his horse and began to sob. It is always so very difficult and heartbreaking for a parent and a child to part. Days passed into months. Sugra would spend her days in the mosque or visiting Ummu Benin, Hazrat Abbas's mother. Ramadan passed. Eid was a difficult day for Sugra. She kept on thinking of Asghar and Akbar and her darling sister Sakina. Then came Muharram. For some reason, Sugra's restlessness increased. One night, she got up. She felt a little thirsty. She filled a cup with water. When she brought the cup to her lips, Sugra stared at the water and screamed. The cup fell out of her hand. Salma, "What is it, Sugra?" Sugra was shaking with fear. She ran into the arms of Salma. "Oh, grandmother," she cried, pointing at the cup. "As I lifted the cup to my mouth, I saw Ali Akbar's reflection in the water. I saw him spread out his little arms towards me, and then I heard him speak. He was saying, 'Alata Azia Ukhti Fatima,' 'I am thirsty, O my sister Fatima.'" This was the night of the 9th of Muharram, Shabi Ashura. Bibi Fatima Sugra felt the pain of her loved ones, even though she was not physically present with them on the plains of Karbala. May Allah protect all children from being separated from their parents, and may He give us courage to fight the injustice that leads to separation. Amen.
What a beautiful majlis. If you would like to help sponsoring these majlis of Imam Hussein, you can go to our website, kissakids.org, and there's a link there to make a donation. The link is also provided in the description on YouTube and the comment section on Facebook. And there's a very good activity about the caterpillar and the butterfly in our Muharram project booklet that can be downloaded on our website for free. You can download the PDF and inshallah work on the activities and also even see the poem of the Matam that was beautifully recited by our little friend Zahra Falahati. Inshallah, Now we want to hear from you and go to the shrine of Imam Hussein and hear the things that you have to say to Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum, Imam Hussein alayhi salam. I would love to speak to you. I would love to have been one of the 72 companions who fought for Islam, and I wish I could have been there to protect you and make sure that you would have lived longer to pray for more about Islam and put off this Imam.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Zafra. I'm talking to Imam Hussein. I wish I could be at Karbala to give your baby some water. Khuda hafiz.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. Umm al-Banin, peace be upon her, ranks among the most esteemed and pious women to this date and will remain so due to her courage, piety and steadfastness towards the Ahlul Bayt and the Prophet's family. Umm al-Banin was called Umm al-Banin because she didn't want to upset the children with the name of Fatima after their mother passed away. So she adopted the name of Umm al-Banin, which literally translates into the mother of heroes. The history of how Umm al-Banin married Imam Ali came from Imam Ali's brother, Aqil, who was a genealogist, and he knew many well-known Arab families in the area of the era. He recommended, when Imam Ali asked Aqil to recommend to him a valorous family, Aqil didn't hesitate and responded by saying that the most valorous of families would be the family of Umm al-Banin. The love of Umm al-Banin was so great, and the way she raised her children was really recognized and should be recognized by us today, because she raised them up to have so much respect and love for each other. So, for example, Imam Hussein would always call Hazrat Abbas his brother by the name of his master instead of brother. And shortly before Hazrat Abbas passed away, Hazrat Abbas asked Imam Hussein to call him brother for once before he passed away. So this shows how much love and the way she brought up all her children. Also, after all her four sons passed away, people would come to Umm al-Banin, peace be upon her, and say, "Our condolences, your son Ja'far has passed away." She would say, "Tell me about Imam Hussein." They would say to her again, "Our condolences, your son Abdullah has passed away." And she would say again, "Tell me about Hussein." They would come to her again and say, "Our condolences, your son Osman has passed away." She would say, "Tell me about Imam Hussein again." When they told her about Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas, she fainted straight away. When she regained consciousness, she asked about Imam Hussein. And when they told her that he had also passed away, she fainted again. After she regained consciousness, she said that, "I've given everything towards the path of the Ahlul Bayt." I'd like to share with you a poem written by Umm al-Banin. Whoever has seen the courageous advances of Abbas, and along with him were the brave sons of Haydar. I heard that he lost his arms and his head was wounded. O Lord, how did my son fall on the ground with no arms to break his fall? Were it that he had a sword, no one would have dared to approach him. Don't call me the mother of her sons anymore. This title reminds me of those Haydari lions. As long as my sons were alive, I was Umm al-Banin. Now that I have lost them, this title doesn't suit me. Those four sons of mine were like four lions, the ones who sleep in the desert after giving their heads. Whoever faced them in the midst of the battlefield surely would have fallen to the ground like rain. How I wish someone had come and informed me that the arms of my Abbas were brutally severed. A few years after the tragedy of Karbala, Umm al-Baneen passed away on the 13th of Jamadi al-Thani, 64 AH. Umm al-Baneen, peace be upon her, raised her children so well that Hazrat Abbas used to always call Imam Hussein master. This happened for a very long time, over the course of their whole lifetime, until Hazrat Abbas fell in Karbala. And when Imam Hussein came rushing to the battlefield, Imam Hussein had a wish for Hazrat Abbas to call him brother for the first and last time.
If we were getting ready to eat our dinner and Mahmoud would hear the call of Azan, he would get up and leave to go and pray. We'll tell him, Mahmoud, why don't you eat first and then go and pray? Your food is going to get cold. Mahmoud would smile and say, well, if I don't go, the food of my soul is going to get cold. That's how important Salah was to Mahmoud. And later on, Mahmoud became one of the martyrs of Islam. May Allah bless his soul. I hope you enjoyed our episode tonight. We look forward to being a guest at your house tomorrow night with another program, another episode of Rise With Us. May Allah bless you, your family, and your community. Assalamu alaikum. As-salamu ala al-Husayn wa ala Ali ibn al-Husayn wa ala awlad al-Husayn wa ala ashab al-Husayn.